Hi there, it's Nikki. I wanted to take a quick minute to make sure you knew about our free on-demand copywriting training. Whether you're brand new to copywriting or you just can't seem to hit your income goals, this training is for you. You'll learn the three secrets to landing freelance copywriting work without wasting time on frustrating job bidding sites like Upwork and Fiverr or cold calling strangers. And if you've listened to any of the student stories on this podcast, this is the exact same training they all got started with. I'm talking about KK, who's making six figures working part-time and who just retired her husband to help her run the business. Stuart, who replaced his full-time salary with freelance copywriting work and then some. Stacy, who hit six figures in 6 months, her very first year as a full-time freelancer. Ashley, who landed the in-house copywriting job of her dreams. They all started with this free training, and you can get started with that same training too. Sign up right now at freecopywritingtraining.com. Welcome to the Build Your Copywriting Business podcast, where you'll get tips, tools, and training for new and aspiring copywriters, plus a few things even the established pros will want to know. My name is Nikki Krawczyk, and I've been a copywriter for more than 15 years, writing for multi-billion dollar companies down to solopreneurs and every size business in between. The Filthy Rich Writer team and I are here to teach you everything we've learned in our years in the industry so that you can craft a successful copywriting career of your own. To us, being filthy rich means having a job you love, being good at what you do, and making great money doing it. Let's dig in. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Kate.
Hey.
So today we are going to talk about a topic that I think comes as a surprise. Yes, Kate's excited. A topic that comes as a surprise to a lot of new students, because there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of, you know, quote unquote gurus who are giving, if you ask me, pretty bad advice. So to cut to the chase, what we're going to talk about today is why you do not need to choose a niche, and even more than that, why choosing a niche when you are new to copywriting is actually a really bad idea that could very much damage your career. So, what do we mean when we say niche? It could be choosing a type of industry. It could be choosing a type of copywriting. It could be choosing a type of client. I only work with health coaches. I only write emails for financial technology. I only write for the makeup industry. I only write banner ads, something like that. But basically taking out of all of the possibilities of copywriting, choosing just one small area. And that is actually advice that a lot of freelance coaches, I really hesitate to use the word gurus because it's such bad advice, but it's an advice that you hear a lot. I'm sure you have heard the phrase, riches are in the niches, which is super fun because it rhymes. But just because it rhymes doesn't mean that it's true. I have never chosen a niche. Kate, I know that you never have. And we've both been doing this for a very, very long time. And we've been doing quite well. But more important than that is the idea of not choosing a niche when you were first getting started.
Yeah, and I feel like it helps to kind of set the scene of what the guru, I know I don't want to use that word either, but for the opposing argument of, you know, pro niche of, okay, so why is this the advice that they give? So from their perspective, you need to pick a niche right away. Supposedly that leads to more money and more clients, and it means you're specialized and among the best in whatever you're specializing in. Which, I mean, right off the bat, especially if you're brand new, how can you be specialized when you haven't done it yet? So there's a little bit of that catch-22 of calling yourself a specialist in a field where you're not specialized yet, versus once you have the copywriting training, you are a copywriter and you are a copywriting expert, and you can apply that to any industry or to any medium, you know, obviously tailoring your how you're writing and what you're writing to the medium and to the audience and whatnot. But the same principles are still going to apply.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, really, by that token, copywriting is a specialty. Copywriting is a writing specialty. It's a certain type of writing that we do. You're not just any kind of writer. You are a copywriter. So if you really want to hold tight to that, choosing a specialty. But it's a great point. When you are first getting started, you're not an expert in writing for makeup industries or writing for fintech or anything like that. On top of the fact that when you're first getting started, you don't know what you're going to like and what you're not going to like. You're brand new to it. How could you possibly guess in advance what you're going to like and what you're not going to like? You know, and I'm only going to write email funnels. Well, what if it turns out that you don't love email funnels, or you like email funnels, but you'd still like to be writing other things, and you've chosen this niche, so that's all that you do. You also don't necessarily know if there is enough work in an industry. If you say, I'm only writing for organic makeup companies based in France. Quite frankly, that's a niche. And a lot of people say the narrower your niche, the better. Okay, but what if there isn't enough in organic makeup companies based in France? What if they don't have enough need for a copywriter to support you? And then two, I'm brand new to copywriting. I'm only going to write for financial technology companies. Okay, but maybe all of the financial technology companies that you're trying to pitch want someone who has a lot more experience, who has previous experience writing for financial technology. You're going to hit a wall each time. The problem is when you choose a niche, you are automatically and artificially narrowing your potential clients. Instead of being able to work with anyone because you have copywriting skills that would apply to any industry, and you've learned how to write banner ads and emails and direct mail and websites and all that stuff, instead of making yourself available to write all of that for any type of client, you are, before you even know what you're doing, you are narrowing from all the possibilities down to this much. And the problem is too, is that once you choose a niche, you put a stake in the ground and you say, this is what I do. And you put it on your website and you put it on LinkedIn and all your social media. So your website says, I only write copy for fintech companies or something along those lines. Whether or not you have a full client roster, your website and everything else about you out there says that that's all you do. So if someone happens to come to your website and they are from they're from healthcare or whatever other industry, if they happen to find your website and they start looking around, they're going to see that you say that you're only a fintech copywriter and all of your samples are going to be only financial technology. They're going to assume that you don't want the work because it's outside of your niche. And you might want that work. You might need that work. But because it's outside of the niche, they're going to assume that you don't do that kind of work and they're not going to get in touch with you. So by putting that stake in the ground, you all of this other work, you are basically saying, no, I don't want that other work. I'm not interested in that. I'm not going to take it. And that's not a great place to put yourself in when you are starting out as a copywriter.
Yeah. And I think, there's we've talked about it, I think, on a previous episode where we've done work in industries, talking about waste management and, clients that we never would have thought we'd want to necessarily work with based on the topic. But then you do it and you learn a lot and you realize, oh, cool, something I did for this client could apply to another client, or, this idea that worked for this project I could use in some other way for another client. And so really your job is to be a copywriting expert. The content that you have to learn, the information you need to learn about a client, that process looks similar regardless of the project. Yes, does it help that you have some sort of baseline knowledge coming in? Maybe. But it also helps when you have a fresh perspective that you can bring to an industry that maybe you've never worked with in your life. And you can go in and your job is to then learn it. Your job is to learn enough to say, okay, here's what your benefit is to consumer, or you know, if it's B2B business, but here's what your benefit is and here's how I can best convey that. Here's what your offering is. And you don't necessarily have to go really, really deep on the topic to be able to do that, to be an effective copywriter. So your job first and foremost is to know how to be skilled at writing copy. The specialized information for each client, that's just going to be something you learn on project to project anyway. So even if you're working in the fintech industry, ideally you should be doing that dive in with clients to understand their background for each one of them. What are they bringing that another competitor doesn't? And you're going to do that no matter what, you know, even if you're taking a broad approach, I'm still looking at my client's competitors. I'm still looking at who else is out there in the industry, but also I have all this other great knowledge of other industries that I can say, okay, we did this with this client. How maybe I can do something with this client now in a completely different industry or completely different medium. And so you have this much broader experience that really serves you well, that you can look and say, okay, let me pick some things from my background that, you know, you just ideas come into your brain because you just have so much diversity and you have so much you've worked on that really, makes you just a more well-rounded writer. Mm-hmm. And to your point, if someone coming to your website and seeing only one thing, that's going to deter a lot of people from contacting you then. You know, if they want someone with broader experience, which frankly, a lot of, you know, especially an ad agency where they're working with different clients from different industries, they might not even give you that opportunity because you're just saying, nope, this is what I do, and putting up that roadblock versus giving yourself the opportunity to say no to a project. So before you even get someone contacting you, you're already turning them away. And especially as you said, when you're starting out, you want to build up that experience. You want to figure out what is it that I love to do and what don't I love to do. And you're probably going to have a lot of clients that they want more than just an email sequence. You know, maybe you do a one-off project like that, but they come back to you and say, hey, can you write a landing page? And you say, no, I don't do that. They're going to find a copywriter they can work with that can do all of their copywriting needs and can handle that. Why would they, you know, work with 20 different people when they can have one person that can kind of handle whatever they've got going on and whatever their need is in that moment? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's great when you have prior experience. So, for example, if you were in the healthcare industry and you're a former nurse or we'll run with that, that's awesome that you have that background information. Maybe you loved being a nurse and you want to apply that to copywriting and work with healthcare clients. But while you might have loved being a nurse, you might not like working on the corporate side of things with clients in the healthcare space. Maybe you do, but there's no way of knowing just because you have a passion or a hobby in something that you're going to like working with any particular client or industry, especially when there's so much variability between clients as people, anyway, that there's no way of knowing, you know, that I'm going to love everyone in this niche that I chose.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot there to unpack and kind of assess whether this is a smart choice or, you know, maybe kind of a dangerous path to take, mm-hmm. When you're first getting started and need as much learning and knowledge that you can possibly get.
Yeah. One of the things that you and I will both really caution our students about is to not make assumptions about companies, about businesses, about what a project is going to be like. It's very easy to assume that, oh, I'm not going to be interested in this because this company does this, or it's going to be so boring. But I think there are very few, if any, companies that are actually boring once you dig into what they're trying to do, who they're trying to get their messaging across to, what they're trying to make happen, who this target audience is and what makes them tick. And it gets very interesting, and you get to dig into psychology and you get to dig into all kinds of interesting things. And there are very few companies that once you actually dig into them don't end up being interesting and don't end up being a puzzle to solve.
Yeah.
You know, too, we have a lot of students, not a lot of students, but sometimes students will say, all right, I know you said no niches, but I'm only interested in working with companies that are socially conscious and that, you know, eco-friendly, do things that way. And I certainly understand that and certainly applaud that, but there are a lot outside of just, you know, these, or I'm only interested in working with nonprofits that do this, or there are a lot of companies that may not be their main focus, but they do great things. You know, they have programs that benefit. There's socially conscious programs or socially beneficial programs, and the two may work hand in hand. But you may not think of this big company as being a It may not occur to you immediately that they're a socially conscious company, but the more you dig into it, the more you see that they are working in the world to better the world. But just because they're a for-profit company doesn't mean they're not doing great things. I mean, certainly there are for-profit companies that aren't doing great things, but you don't want to make assumptions before you even start talking to a company or before you know anything about a company. I think that's, in addition to choosing a niche, making an assumption is a really easy way to, a really effective way to narrow your opportunities by saying, all right, I'm only going to work with this kind of company and I'm not interested in anything, when you don't necessarily even know what is out there and what these companies are doing or what these nonprofits are doing or organizations. There's so many opportunities. You know, we talked on the last calls about how many companies are starting up and how many, I mean, and how many companies are already out there. And it's every company of every size needs messaging. Again, not everyone is going to hire a copywriter, but they all need it. Like the opportunities are immense, so big that you couldn't even, I couldn't even begin to, and I've been doing this for a long time, I couldn't even begin to start brainstorming all of the opportunities, start listing out all of the potential types of companies and structures of companies and industries of companies and needs that these companies have. It's immense and it's so exciting. And any copywriter listening to this or anybody who's thinking of becoming a copywriter should be getting really excited about what the opportunities are, which is why when you get into it and you immediately choose a niche, you have this whole big world. And instead of exploring this whole big world of opportunity, you're going, no, I'm only going to do things within here. And that's it. And again, not only are you unnecessarily limiting your career, you don't need to choose a niche. As you were saying, Kate, people want writers with a diverse background and who are able to do a bunch of different types of projects and who are able to write in different types of voices. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You're narrowing yourself. And people want a diverse copywriter, but they also, or a copywriter who has some diversity in what and how they're able to write. But also, you don't know what else is out there. You cannot possibly know what else is out there, especially when you are brand new. Now, don't get me wrong. This is your career. So if you're like, no, I absolutely, you know, I've had this background in marketing technology or whatever, you know, I don't know, I've got technology on the brain. You're like, no, that's absolutely what I want to do. Like, okay, if you are positive that that is what you want to do, but then okay. But bear in mind too, that you don't have to, you can pitch companies and you can make a whole list of prospects based on the things that you're interested in, but you don't have to choose a niche. You can just start out by pitching a bunch of those companies. You don't have to put a stake in the ground and write on your website that I only work for these kind of companies. You can just develop a client base with those kind of companies, if that's where you want to start, by just pitching those companies first and developing those types of clients. They don't need to come to your website and see that I only work with this kind of client. As we were saying, it's so much more beneficial for a company when they come through and see that you have some flexibility and you have skill across a bunch of different industries and a bunch of different types of writing.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that we briefly touched on, but you know, when you choose a niche and to your point, there might not be enough work to go around, or the other thing is there might be a lot of copywriters in that niche. Like I think of travel, for example. Everyone wants to be a travel writer, which I feel like generally involves more content. Yes, there's opportunities to do things in the travel space as a copywriter, obviously. But think of 2020 and how that space looks now. If you have nothing but travel experience as a copywriter, and then all of these companies are kind of winding down their marketing efforts because we can't go anywhere, you need to have something else that you can hang your hat on and point to and say, well, I can do this because the same copywriting principles apply.
Yeah, that's a great point. Instead of narrowing what you do and what you offer and what you demonstrate you are able to do, what a new copywriter really should be doing is trying to demonstrate the depth and breadth of their skills. You want a portfolio that shows that you are able to do a bunch of different types of projects: email, banner ads, maybe even direct mail, you know, some print in there as well, perhaps, and across several different types of industries and in several different types of brand voices. Okay, especially when with brand voices, when a company can see that you can adapt yourself to various companies' brand voices, they have much more confidence that you're going to be able to come in and hit the ground running when it comes to writing in their brand voice and for their types of projects. They're going to have so much more confidence than if you only write for one type of company with one type of voice and one type of audience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think of if a client's like, well, we want a little bit of humor and personality, if you focus solely on the finance industry, that might not be represented in your portfolio. Yes, will the brands in finance have different voices? Yes, they're a little bit, you know, there's slight nuances, but it's not going to be as dramatic as showing, you know, some humor or some super professional and corporate somewhere in the middle of kind of conversational, not quite humorous, but relating to your audience. And so being able to show that will, to your point, okay, this person can probably write in my brand voice. And if they see a sample represented in that, it doesn't matter if it's not in their industry. If they're like, oh, this is great copy, this is what we want to sound like, then you're golden.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we've talked about it a little bit before, and we'll talk about more in an upcoming episode. But I also don't want people, especially new copywriters, to think, oh my gosh, well, how am I going to get six different types of clients and all these different types of samples? Yeah. It's when you're first getting started, it's not actually about initially landing all those different types of clients. It's about creating pieces that demonstrate that you are able to write in those types of voices and for those types of media and all that kind of thing. And again, we'll talk about creating spec ads in an upcoming course, but I don't want people in an upcoming episode. But I don't want people to worry that they have to get clients in all these different types of industries and all these different types of work. You can create those pieces to demonstrate that you have those different types of skills and can write in those different types of voices before you even land your first client. And in fact, they will help you land your first client. And eventually you will swap in your paid work for your spec work so that your whole portfolio is full of fantastic paid work. But I don't want people to think initially like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get those first clients if I don't have any samples? And how am I going to have any samples if they don't have clients? Yeah. There's actually a pretty easy system for doing that, and then also developing your skills and demonstrating your skills.
Yeah, and I think it's worth touching on for anyone who's watching or listening that maybe has done this for a few years. You've been a copywriter for a couple of years, and that's years, not months. There might be a time where you decide, okay, I've explored a lot of different things, and I feel like I have a lot of expertise in this one area, and I'm really passionate about it. And so now, maybe you start to think of focusing on having a niche and choosing it at that point. You don't necessarily have to, though. I mean, as you've said, haven't done it. I haven't done it. And we have very successful careers. We still have clients. And frankly, I feel like a lot of my clients, that's why they work with me, because they do see that breath. And okay, we feel confident working with you because you can do it all. Not to toot my horn too much.
But you can, yeah.
You know, at that point, you know, say you've done something for 5 years. Yeah, maybe you are an expert. You've worked with, you know, a half dozen financial clients, and you say, that's kind of where I want to hone in on. Absolutely. But if you never cross that bridge, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this fear that, okay, I have to have my website set up to be exactly what it needs to be for the rest of its life. But you're going to evolve that constantly. You know, you're going to keep updating it with new samples and replace old ones that don't represent your best work. And at that point, you can cross the bridge of, okay, let me rewrite my site so that it's focused toward this financial audience. Mm-hmm. But until you have to cross that bridge, you don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at 5 years, then yeah, you know the lay of the land, or even maybe even 3 years, but you better be writing copy the whole time. At that point, you know the lay of the land. You might have a better idea, and maybe you really do feel strongly about working with certain types of clients, or you do feel strongly about doing certain types of work. But at that point, you are educated. You're not making an assumption. You're not making a guess. You know the situation. And at that point, as you said, you can make that decision, but you also don't have to.
Yeah. At that point, you've given yourself the benefit of working with all of these different clients and all of these different mediums, and giving yourself that chance to realize, oh, I really love something that I didn't think I would love or didn't know about. I think there's that opportunity to give yourself that chance to explore, to not only benefit your knowledge and your expertise and build that up, but to find things that you wouldn't have found had you just narrowed yourself out the gate. And so really you're benefiting yourself and your clients. It's kind of a win-win for everyone that you're exploring new things and trying things and making sure that if and when you choose a niche, that is where you want to focus and where you can deliver the most value to your clients. Mm-hmm. But as you said, it is your business. So if you go with your gut, I feel like with anything,
Yeah. But if there's anything in you that's going, ooh, I don't know, I just don't.
Or what do I like? What do I not like?
Exactly.
I mean, every day I'm like, I like so many of my clients that are across the board. And I could never choose just one. It's like that at a buffet though. I want everything at the buffet. I don't want to have to be stuck with the chicken for the rest of my life.
I mean, that's part everything. Of what's cool about what we do though, is that we can work with so many different types of clients, and that's exactly it. I don't want chicken every day. Right. There are some days I want chicken. There's some days I want sushi, to just really pull that metaphor out. But yeah, I don't want to work with the same kind of client every day. I want variety in my career. And that's one of the great things the copywriting offers. So I would just be really hesitant about taking that off the table. And as we were saying, if you're a brand new copywriter, it's really kind of dangerous to artificially limit the opportunities that you're willing to take.
Yeah. We're very passionate about this topic. Gets me all riled up.
Absolutely, me too.
Well, I think because so many students think, oh, I have to, you know, I have to do this. And it's like, no, breathe. You can. And I feel like there's such relief when they realize that they don't have to do this. And I think we get a lot of comments too that, you know, hey, I have a potential client in the real estate industry. What do I need to know to write for them? And it's like, you have everything you need. Mm-hmm. And then everything else you're going to get from your client. You're going to ask, you're going to take them through a creative brief. You're going to ask the questions you need and dig into their tone of voice. If they have a tone guide, if they need you to create a tone guide, who their competitors are, what their goal is. You dig into all of that with any client anyway. So you're armed with everything you need. You've got the copywriting, and then it's on your client to help you understand the rest of what you need to do your job.
Yeah, that's a great point, that you don't have to understand the real estate industry in order to write for the real estate industry. You need to understand copywriting, and then you need to be able to sit down with your client and ask the questions about the project and dig in and learn what you need to know. But you certainly don't need to know it going into. They are the real estate expert.
Yeah.
And you are the copywriting expert. And so it's up to you as the copywriting expert to ask them and dig in and learn what you need to know in order to make a really great project.
And of course, when in doubt, you know, you're going into that discovery call with this client, Google their industry, Google some real estate clients. What are other competitors doing? And it might provide that kind of baseline you need to ask the right questions and really dig in to the topic. But you've got the resources there. So yeah, so while we're really looking forward to you guys sharing your feedback on the podcast, for now we thought we would share a review from a member of our students-only Facebook group for the Comprehensive Copywriting Academy. It comes from Daniela, who wrote, "Hi everyone, I'm new here and wanted to say hello. I was just reading some of the posts and comments, and wow, what a great supportive community of writers. I cannot wait to contribute, grow, and learn with all of you as we develop our craft together." Which, thank you, Daniela. I think one of the great things about the student group is that everyone is so super friendly and supportive. I've been blown away by the community. And I love that everyone introduced themselves and you see everyone saying hello back and just the connections people make around the world of, I'm in the UK too, or I'm over here. So thank you for that.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Daniela. And thank you to all of our students who, again, make for an absolutely fantastic group. So we'll wrap up today's podcast, today's video. I hope now you're very clear on the fact that if the idea of choosing a niche has been giving you a little bit of anxiety, you're all set. You don't even have to do it. And in fact, I would strongly recommend that you not to do it. So thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Build Your Copywriting Business podcast. If you liked what you heard, I'd really appreciate it if you could take a minute or two to leave us a 5-star review. I read each one and they mean the world to me and our team. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and if you want to keep learning, follow us at Filthy Rich Writer across social media and on the site. And of course, if your interest is piqued and you think copywriting might be right for you, check out our free on-demand video training at www.freecopywritingtraining.com. Talk to you next time.